They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. They are really, really good at what they do. They really are. And I am so grateful to have them in our life, in our orbit of activities that we do. And they have the exterior of Merritt Assembly of God looking absolutely gorgeous. And that's all thanks to their vision, their skill. And we are very, very grateful for that. The things that they've done at my house have been a major enhancement there as well. Most of all, they love Jesus. They love the Refresh Radio program, and we're thankful for them and all that they do. Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432 may be a great resource for you to consider at this for whatever project you might have coming up. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's get back into that. Verse number 11. We're going verses 11 through 16. And it says, He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And so we see that there are, that the reason that these ministry gifts are bestowed on the body of Christ is so that the body will be edified in love. So we talked on yesterday's program, by the way, welcome back if you were on vacation and out of town and traveling, and now you're having to get back into the swing of things. Yesterday we talked about, and he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets. One of the things we talked about is that God is a giver. It's what he does. When he wants something accomplished, he gives. He gave his son. He gives us people who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and have a calling upon their life, an anointing upon their life, to perform functions that are going to cause the body of Christ to be healthy and sound. I have seen some churches of various sizes that I would say were not necessarily healthy environments. And God does not want his body to be that way. He wants us to be complete and sound. And, you know, you can pray for us. We've got, you know, some needs that we have in our church. And the solution for that is, God, would you move on people's hearts so that they would be able to come and build relationship and use those gifts for the advancement of the kingdom of God. My goal as a pastor has always been to focus on building the kingdom, and if we would focus on building the kingdom, God would focus on building the church. And so that's what we do. We have a mission statement, and that is to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, to be a blessing to the community, to be a blessing spiritually and relationally and however we can be. And so we want to do that. That's one of the reasons why we're here on the radio. So we had talked about apostles, that apostles are ones who are sent by God with a message about the reality of God. Along with that message is prophets. Let me say one more thing about apostles, because as I was driving in this morning, this was one of the things that that came into my spirit, and so I wanted to make sure. You could be an apostle to your workplace. You could be an apostle to your neighborhood. In fact, several years ago, we were praying. We had a situation where a family member was needing some care, and one of the things that we were contemplating and praying over was whether or not they were going to move to Florida to be with us. And if that happened, we were going to need a different place to live, one that had a little better configuration for all of the parties involved. And at the same time, my wife was facing a surgery. And so we didn't just make a decision, we prayed. And I was out mowing the grass. It was late in the evening. We had just come back and found out, you know, some specifics about my wife's physical protocol that they were going to use. And so I'm out praying. I said, God, I really need to hear from you. I need to know. I said, because right now I feel stuck. I don't know what to do. And God spoke to me and he said, if you feel stuck, you will feel frustrated. But if you realize you're planted, then you'll be fruitful. And in all transparency, that was not the decision that I was looking for. We like our house. There's nothing really wrong with our house. It's just that, you know, there were some other factors in to be considered because of my wife's procedure. You know, we were looking at possibly getting something a little closer to her work and about the same distance to my work. And so there were a lot of different factors. But, you know, when God sends you and God places you, that's the exact place that you want to be. So don't just think that apostles are people who are sent to a city or a church. You can be an apostle. You can be sent and strategically placed by God, who chooses the times and boundaries and the places that we should live. Evangelists are people who share the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to talk about today. In between there is the prophet. The prophet is a person that is equipped with a thus saith the Lord message to a community that is calling them into a relationship with God, calling them back into that relationship. And so we still need those prophetic voices. You just have to make sure that they are prophesying the truth, prophesying by the Spirit of God, and not any other motivation behind what they say. That brings us to evangelist. A lot of times in modern church circles, we think of an evangelist as someone who simply comes in and shares a message with the church. Several years ago, decades ago now, God spoke to me and he said, look, I'm really not that concerned about you having itinerant ministers in. And that was the first time I had ever heard that particular term. And I realized that there were people who were just traveling around sharing a message that didn't necessarily make them evangelists. It just made them guest speakers. And so I'm thankful the people that we have in are people who are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what an evangelist is. Let me share with you. An evangelist is someone who proclaims the gospel. Then you have to look and say, well, what does the word gospel mean? And it means good news. So this term evangelist means a person who proclaims good news. And in a world that is filled with bad news, sad news, tragic news, sometimes manipulated news, it's great when there are people who can share good news. A lot of times people will make judgments on particular individuals or things like that from a distance. They don't really know the people. They just know what is said, know what is opined by others that, you know, may not know them any better than the person who's hearing the report. And so a lot of times people can get a misrepresentation about a person's character simply because of, you know, someone's opinion. There was a minister, and there were a lot of people who said a lot of bad things about him. And, you know, the Bible says that wherever there's a lot of words, sin's not very far away. That's the Bob Arthur's paraphrase version, 2026 edition. In other words, the more words there are, sometimes there's going to be things that are said that maybe didn't come out right. There may be some erroneous thought processes. I encourage people to listen with grace. Listen with grace. Not everything that is said is necessarily intentional. I mean, I have my notes here, but I also have a lot of freelancing that I do. So there was one very famous Assemblies of God minister who had a radio program, and he made a statement on one of the programs, and it wasn't theologically accurate. And they called him in, and they said, do you believe in this particular erroneous doctrine? And he says, of course not. And they said, well, why did you say this on your radio program? And he made a comment about, you know, sometimes you just say something and it doesn't come out right, along those lines. So I encourage people to listen with grace. This particular individual that I was talking about, that a lot of people have very negative things to say, he had a person who knew him very well. And I happened to know of that person. And in this interview, they said, you know, in a world filled with bad news, this guy genuinely wants to preach good news. And I thought, you know, there are a lot of beat up people in the world. Life is hard. And, you know, the devil loves to make victims out of as many people as he can. And so we need good news. There was an actor who started a podcast or a radio program or something, and it was all about good news. The only thing he shared on there was good news, and it became so popular, it became so big. He eventually lost some interest in that, and so he sold it. And then people were saying, oh no, this was just another business venture. Well, I don't know about any of that. All I do know is that in a sin-sick world, the good news of Jesus Christ needs to be shared with people in Brevard County and in every county. And it's not just a professional person who goes and shares good news. You and I should have good news. So my wife teaches on Wednesday nights, teaches a kids class. And one of the things that they did for a season, I don't know that they do it every week, is tell me something good. And so rather than talking about needs that they have, tell me something good that's happened in your life. And our grandchildren, one of them was in that class at that time. They were living with us. And so that migrated to our dinner table while they were waiting to sell their house, and they've now bought another house. And so before we could eat, we would, okay, tell me something good. And it had to go all the way around, and our grandson picked them in the order that he wanted to hear good news from. I wonder what would happen if in our lives we sat down and really had communication with one another and shared the good news that Jesus has made a difference in our lives. So I pray that all of us would pick up the baton of being carriers of the good news of Jesus Christ. Be intentional about it. Share good news. Things that are good news that is current and relevant in people's lives has a way of migrating into just about every conversation. And so I pray that we would be endowed with the good news of Jesus Christ. So he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors. That is the role that I have. It's one of the roles that I have. There are some aspects of each of these things that I operate in, but pastor is my primary calling. And a pastor is not just viewed as the CEO of the church. Okay, I'm more than a preacher. There are a lot of people who have preachers in their life, and thank God for the gift of preaching. It is what God uses to convince us of the message of the good news, that it is the truth, that it is for us. And so we need to preach in convincing manners. There are a lot of teachers in the world right now, and that's great. That's a wonderful thing. But preaching and teaching both have an accurate and useful function in the body of Christ. So let's look at pastor. Okay, and I will say this. Everybody needs a pastor. I have a pastor. I have multiple pastors at different levels. I've got a sectional presbyter. He serves as my pastor. I call him. I share with him good news. We meet together occasionally. We discuss what things are going on, share with him prayer requests and praise reports and things like that. I also have a district superintendent, and I happen to have gone to Bible college with our general superintendent, who is the ultimate executive in the Assemblies of God. And he knows me by name still to this day. Now, you know, there's a few thousand, 100,000, a few million. Let's see. There's a few tens of thousands of ministers. And there's even more than more churches than that, and millions of believers around the globe and here in the United States as well. So I don't necessarily call him and say, hey, you know, guess what happened to me today? You know, I but when we cross paths, I do that. So what is a pastor? Well, the word for pastor literally comes from the word that means a person who herds sheep. A pastor is a shepherd. It is biblically a church leader who protects the members from danger. Okay, so a shepherd had a staff that he would use to fight off enemies, a rod and a staff. A shepherd feeds their souls. And I'm assigned the charge and the responsibility of encouraging a safe environment in relationship to Jesus Christ and his kingdom and reign in our lives. A shepherd is a person who's responsible. Okay? Well, what am I responsible for? I'm responsible for watching over people's souls. One day, I'm going to have to give an account for all of the things that I've been entrusted with. So, when I first came to Merit Assembly of God, there were so few people. There was a lot of work to do, a lot of ministry, and a lot of building repair and things like that. And we were doing so much ministry. I said, you know, one of the things I've got to focus on as a pastor is not working the people to the point that they get burned out. Many, many church environments simply have a plug and play. We're going to plug you into a spot. We're going to put the pedal to the metal. We're going to work you until you can't work anymore. And then if you get burned out in the process, we'll just unplug you, plug in someone else. And that's not the way that the body of Christ is meant to go. It's supposed to be done in a healthy manner, and I'm responsible for that. So a shepherd, it should be compassionate. Mercy is my primary gifting, but it's not my only gifting. I should be a pastor should be a person who cares. A pastor should know the sheep personally, know them enough to know what is going on in their life and what they have need of. So, by the way, tomorrow night, I want to invite you out tomorrow night. We have a guest speaker who is going to be with us at Merit Assembly of God, going to meet at 7. He's going to be sharing about the work that he does. And I will tell you, he is a precious, godly man who loves Jesus and is a blessing in my life. I can't share with you the details. He works in a sensitive country. So I can tell you God uses him mightily, and I want to invite you out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. He's a person who gets to know pastors. He's constantly preaching but he loves on pastors. A shepherd creates a safe place for the sheep. He keeps them calm. He separates the sheep from the goats, so he works to weed out any dangers. A pastor teaches and preaches, and he lives sacrificially. He teaches the sheep to persevere in struggle and to seek the lost and give oversight to his sheep. A pastor is absolutely essential. You need a pastor. If you do not have one, I would love to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. I don't claim to be the only pastor. I don't even claim to be the best pastor. But I do watch out for the sheep. And we love to pray for them. And we want to share from the Word of God things that are very important, very relevant, that are going to help the people of Merit Assembly of God thrive. So I'm not here to preach a message or a sermon that somebody else preached to their church and it went over well. I need to preach the message that the sheep need to hear. If you want to know the best shepherd, listen, Jesus is the great shepherd. He's the good shepherd. I'm just the under shepherd. And I encourage you, make sure you have a shepherd who's doing their job in your life. God bless you. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
God, we wait. You're coming.